Thank you. presence is always with us wherever we are, but it's just something special when we gather together like this. And I so appreciate all of you and the family here, and welcome. Welcome. I have so many cool things. The Lord is doing so many cool things. So for the month of June, get ready. Get ready. God's bringing connection closer to Him and also to one another. So first thing is women. We're going to do a little segregation through June, but then we're doing stuff together too, okay? So women, June 24th, it's a Wednesday evening, and our women's gathering is not going to be here this month. It's actually going to be at Denise Rogers. Wave your hand, beautiful Denise over there. I know. She's such an amazing hostess. So we're going to get to go to her house, and dinner is provided. How many women like to, not have to cook dinner that night? Wow. So we're meeting at 5:30 at Denise's. So there's her address, or you can contact her. She lives, right over there, within walking distance. So mark your calendar. That's going to be an amazing time, a great teaching from Sandra. And bring your own lawn chairs. So it's going to be an amazing, beautiful night to spend with the Lord and spend with one another. And Matt has a men's announcement. Yes, and then we will continue. I'll let him take care of the guy thing. Cause, yeah.
Comes better with a deep voice. June 26th, it's a Friday. Men, we are going out to Connect Glacier camping at Wolf Point, which is about two-thirds of the way there, remote camp. So leaving in two different phases. For those of you that can get off on Friday a little bit early, 3 p.m., we're going to leave the parking lot, Jim Creek parking lot. For those of you who cannot get off at 3 p.m., we're going to come back and pick you up right around 6 p.m. So make your plans accordingly. Sign-up sheets are out in the foyer. There is space available for passengers, so if you don't have a rig, fine. Just denote that on the sign-up sheet, and we'll get you taken care of. If you have to ride up on top of my razor, that's fine. All right. I will have a brief meeting Sunday right over here in this corner after service. So, Zach, keep your altar call short. No, next Sunday. Next Sunday to go over all the last-minute details. Dinner will be provided, steak dinner, by the church. What? That's right. And probably breakfast, too, but we'll work that out later.
That sounds fun. Wow. And the next, after that, is for the youth. Yeah. Who's excited about the youth? Yes. So all you teens, June 28th, 3 p.m., and you can contact Luke and Becca over here for any more details, but that sounds like a lot of fun, right? Yes. And then we're going to flip over to July just because this year is 250th. I know. Aren't we blessed to live in this nation? And so we're not going to steal your Saturday, 4th of July thing. We're just going to extend the celebration into Sunday. So we'll have our regular service here. But following the service, we're going to go... By faith, we're going to be outside on a beautiful day having a barbecue together. I want to add a little bit. Besides bringing lunch, here's some side dishes. It's okay if you want to bring some dessert, too. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to have a great time. This is for everybody. And also invite friends and neighbors. Everybody's looking for something to do, you know? And this is a great opportunity to say, hey, come worship with us after the service. We're going to have this big barbecue. So, yeah, I wanted to get that out there. Plenty of time for you to make your plans and make your plans to invite others as well. And I have one more announcement, and then Elisa, I'll let you finish off. Youth for Christ does something every year, September 5th, and here's the video. They're getting you ready for it.
Youth for Christ is an international nonprofit. We go to the local high schools to serve 11 to 19-year-olds. We give students a place to be seen, heard, and loved. Some of these students have heard Jesus their whole life. Some of them have never heard the name of Jesus. And our our goal is to love on and be the hands and feet of Jesus to all of those students and give them a place to work through the issues teens deal with from a biblical perspective. This event is a fundraiser for Youth for Christ. It's a community event. We have people who don't know Jesus. We have players who have been here for the last 5 years. We have students participate, and it's just a chance for the community to come together to support Youth for Christ and to have some fun and play some baseball. We all know what it's like to be a teenager in a high school, trying to figure out where you belong and what you believe, and that's what Youth for Christ is about. We're about being a safe place for these students to navigate those questions, to feel the love of Jesus through adults who go into the schools and through the students in the club as well. When you support this event, you support those students. You give those students a place to be seen, to be loved, to be heard, and to hear the name of Jesus.
The women, men, teen, babies. I'm here. Yes, we cover it all, right, through this wonderful community. Okay, I'm up here for Heart to Heart Pregnancy Resource Center. We are Eagle River's Pregnancy Resource Center. We're the only one who does not require anything of anybody if they want to come in and get free supplies. And we have a wonderful announcement. I can't say the date, but we anticipate being able to go medical this year and starting to give ultrasounds right here in Eagle River. Yes. It has been a long time coming. However, I am advocating that we need finances, guys. In order to bump up to that, we need insurance. We need all to be covered in all the different things. We need a medical director. All these different things are in place, but the finances are not there yet. So I do not have a beautiful slide. I'm sorry. That's totally my fault. I am, however, collecting. So I have a pack and play out in the foyer, as you guys may have seen coming in. So one thing that you can do, if you cannot give financially, we are doing a diaper and baby wipe drive for the next 3 weeks. So you guys have 3 Sundays to bring in some diapers and wipes. Sizes 4, 5, and 6 diapers, please. We usually go through the bigger ones way quicker because there's less in the packages that get dropped off. There's also a QR code if you're like, oh, I forgot the diapers. Well, here's $20, right? There's also an option on there to donate monthly. It'll show Bridge of Hope once you scan the code how much you want to put in. Let's just say you want to do $20 a month, okay? That is not that big a deal, but it makes a huge difference to us knowing we can depend on that monthly income. So you can just follow the directions and it'll take you to that recurring payment. Thank you guys so much. You guys have blessed Heart to Heart so much, and we appreciate this community so very much, and we need your support to take the next step to go medical. We really do.
Amen. So can we all stand, and the kids 12 and under are dismissed to go be disciples and greet each other.